Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Center. Estimates of how many farms were affected by the September 20th tornadoes varied from 26 to upwards of 40. Rice County Emergency Management Director Jennifer Hauer-Schmitz has been on the front lines and said that number is actually still growing. Elected officials, as well as members of the Turkey Growers Association, visited Farge's Farms in Northfield yesterday to listen and connect with farmers and each other to help assess needs. In total, the National Weather Service reported 16 tornadoes, 7 that touched down in Rice County alone. An overall damage assessment includes 188 homes, with 39 having major damage and 7 destroyed, most of those in Morristown. As for farms and businesses,
we showed a total of 16 destroyed, 6 had major damage, 15 had minor, and 3 affected.
Claire LeCan, an ag educator with the University of Minnesota Extension, said that does not include crop damage, which they're trying to assess now. The county is falling short of receiving federal disaster aid, which only covers infrastructure. However, Hauer-Schmitz said,
we do have a state declaration that we have surpassed long ago, and we already put in for that.
They don't know how much that might be yet. Turkey Growers Association Executive Director Steve Olson asked about building permits.
Is that going to be expedited to help get things back up and running for folks?
That's going to be a county process, I'm assuming?
Right.
Yeah, that would be through Environmental Services, and I believe they've stepped things up as much as they can.
Rice County Commissioner Jeff Dawkins said the board will also be talking about that. Turkey Grower Association President Kim Halverson of Halverson Farms in Morristown was hit hard. They lost barns, birds, and momentum.
By morning light, then we had a crew of about 20 people in there handling birds, literally one at a time, handing them out to the loader.
Doing it the old-fashioned way.
Very much so, except that you were walking through debris as well.
The process took 4 times longer than normal. The Zimmermans in Northfield estimate they lost 40% of their birds, with 2 barns destroyed and scattered in the fields. That's a whole other issue, trying to clean up the debris and not destroy their combines. Then there's the actual rebuilding. Farge's, the Petersons farm operation, may have been destroyed for the time being, but certainly not their determination to come back. I'll have more on that later this week. Sheriff Troy Dunn thanked folks who took cover as there were no injuries despite the wide swath and intensity of the storms. He also mentioned there are still people in need of help and the county will be scheduling another volunteer cleanup day, likely on October 20th. Emergency Management will be organizing volunteers. You can reach that office at 507-332-6119. You can also sign up to help the Northfield area by going to northfieldshares.org. A woman who tried to swallow baggies of meth and pills is in jail. 31-year-old Lakeisha Teresa Hoffbauer is accused of selling 8 balls of methamphetamine to undercover agents with the Cannon River Drug Task Force in July. On Monday, Hoffbauer was seen by task force agents driving in Faribault. Deputies pulled her over. She immediately started trying to swallow baggies containing over 2 grams of meth and 5 controlled substance pills. A search of the van revealed various drug sale apparatus, a .38 special loaded with 2 rounds, a BB gun, counterfeit $100 bills, and real cash. Hoffbauer of Owatonna is facing third-degree drug sale in the July arrest and now another third-degree drug sale, along with 2 counts of fifth-degree drugs. The most serious charge carries up to 20 years in prison. Her bail is set at $30,000 with conditions. The Northfield Area Fire and Rescue Service is holding a blood drive today from noon to 6 at the VFW post on Division Street. You can drop by and drop a pint. And Mainstream Boutique is holding a Shop for a Cause today. They'll give 10% of today's purchases to Give Cancer the Boot. The organization gives all their donations to Northfield Cancer Treatment Centers. News from around the state is next.